we've been in tight places before. Stair of Tear, Juniper, Beryl. We made it. I keep telling myself. How's Darling?
Worried.
What do you think? She's a bug between Hammer and Anvil. The lady has forgotten her. He snorted.
Don't let your special dispensation erode your common sense, Croker.
Sound advice, I admitted, but unnecessary. A hawk couldn't watch her more closely.
You going out?
I wouldn't miss it. Know where I can get some snowshoes? He grinned. For an instant, the devil of years past peeped forth.
Some guys I know, mentioning no names, you know how it is, swiped a half dozen pairs from the guard armory last night. Duty man fell asleep on post.
I grinned and winked. So, I was not seeing enough of them to keep up, but they were not just sitting around and waiting.
Couple pairs went off to Darling, just in case. Got four pair left, and just a smidgen of a plan.
Yeah?
Yeah, you'll see. Brilliant, if I do say so myself.
Where are the shoes? When are you going?
Meet us in the smokehouse after the Taken get off the ground.
Several guards came in to eat, looking exhausted, grumbling. One eye departed, leaving me in deep thought. What were they plotting? The most carefully laid plans. Like that. The lady marched into the mess hall.
Get your gloves and coats, Croker. It's time.
I gaped.
Are you coming?
But I flailed around for an excuse. If we go, someone will have to go without a carpet. She gave me an odd look.
Limper is staying here.
Come, get your clothing. I did so in a daze, passing Goblin as we went outside. I gave him a baffled little headshake. A moment before we lifted off, the lady reached back, offering me something.
What's this?
Better wear it, unless you want to go in without an amulet.
Oh.
It did not look like much, some cheap jasper and jade on brittle leather. Yet when I secured the buckle around my wrist, I felt the power in it. We passed over the rooftops, very low. They were the only visual guides available. Out on the cleared land, there was nothing. But being the lady, she had other resources. We took a turn around the bounds of the Barrowland. On the riverside, we descended till the water lay but a yard beneath us.
Lot of ice, I said.
She did not reply. She was studying the shoreline, now within the Barrowland itself. A sodden section of bank collapsed, revealing a dozen skeletons. I grimaced. In moments, they were covered with snow or swept away.
Just about on schedule, I'd guess, I said.
She moved on around the perimeter. A couple times I glimpsed other carpets circling. Something below caught my eye.
Down there.
What?
Thought I saw tracks.
Maybe. Toad killer dog is nearby.
Oh, my.
Time, she said, and turned toward the great barrow.
We put down at the mound's base. She piled out. I joined her. Other carpets descended. Soon there were four Taken, the lady, and one scared old physician standing just yards from the despair of the world.